And welcome to another edition of El Paso Primetime. I'm Dennis Wu, joined today by new co-host Noemi Rojas from Synapse and all kinds of neat stuff on the medical community.
Hello, I'm excited to be here today as your new co-host.
Very nice. Welcome. And we have a guest in-house who is really important and also a great friend of the radio station. Andrea Gates Engel is in town. She's in the in our control room. The executive director of Creative Kids. Welcome, Andrea.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
So where is Creative Kids located?
So we are downtown in the Union Plaza District. It's 504 San Francisco. So it's that whole new district that's been revitalized. There's restaurants and bars now. And so we're down there.
And how many kids are in the Creative Kids program?
So we serve 1,200 kids a year. Lots of kids.
Wow.
And is it a steady stream of kids? Do you have ups and downs with, you know?
Well, so we have four major programs within Creative Kids. So we have Project AIM, which is our arts and motion program at two hospitals, El Paso Children's Hospital and Providence Children's Hospital. That's serving pediatric oncology patients. We have a program out in Fabens. We actually have a satellite out there working with our migrant farm working population.
So that's the second program?
Second program, yes. And then we also have a program at Fabens Cotton Valley Early College High School out there as well. And we work with those high school students there, and they're actually getting fine arts credit through our program. Then we have another program serving on Saturdays. That's open to the general public, and that's every Saturday because people are always calling wanting to get in the programs, but their kids don't necessarily fall under, you know, our programs that are during the week. So Saturday is our day for the general public.
And it's the Arts in Motion initiative that got a big attention.
Yes.
Just on November 22nd, you were at the White House, and the First Lady issued your program an award, and you were only one of 12 in the nation to receive this award.
Yes.
Tell us about that day at the White House. What
was
she like? I mean,
I can't even believe like those words are coming out of your mouth, because it's still, you know, a week later, we're all just still kind of in awe and just amazing. You know, we had done an application over a year ago and just, you know, frankly forgot about it. Found out the news in June about that we were selected nationwide out of 350 organizations. So, you know, we had to keep it silent because it was embargoed by the White House. So we couldn't say anything. So all summer we were just kind of dying to tell people we couldn't. And finally we got the news. We went to a meeting in D.C. at the end of August, and we got the dates and everything. And we were allowed to select one student to come with us, which was really hard. But we picked Miranda Luna. She was one of our former pediatric oncology patients that have survived leukemia twice and is still involved in the program. And so that just kind of felt like a natural fit. You know, we wanted another patient to come, but he was in the hospital, and we just weren't sure if he'd be able to make it. So we thought Miranda would be a great choice. And then a few weeks before the actual ceremony, we got an email, and they said, we want you to submit a two-minute video of one of your students, besides the one that's going with you, just a two-minute kind of pretending to give an opening ceremony speech and like an impact statement on the program. Submitted that, forgot about that too, and then we got a call that another one of our students, Denasia Pritchard, would be joining us, but not only joining us, would be giving the opening ceremony remarks at the White House right before the First Lady. So that was huge.
And it was streamed live online.
It was streamed live, and yeah.
Can people still find it? Archive?
Yeah, it's still on whitehouse.gov, and then KVIA did a really nice job of actually cutting down, because it was a 45-minute ceremony. They cut it down to Denasia's speech, and then Creative Kids, myself, and Miranda getting the award with the First Lady. And if anyone hasn't seen that, you need to log on now, because Denasia brought down the house. When I say the house, the White House, I mean everybody. When she was done, it was just everyone at the same time just stood up. clapped and were so excited. And the First Lady had tears in her eyes. It was so emotional. Try not to cry because it was just.
And so was it a poem or what was
it?
No,
it was just her experience in the program and what it's meant to her. She's been diagnosed with sickle cell anemia since she was 6 months old. And so she's in and out of the hospital. She was supposed to join us today, and that's why she's not with us. She's actually was admitted in the hospital last night. So she's in the hospital frequently. Mm-hmm. So her speech was really a testament to the art program that has helped her get through the rough times in the hospital, because as we know, hospital is very dreary and sterile. And so she had quote that, you know, her ending statement was, thank you for this program in the hospital that sheds light on such a dark situation. And so that's what her whole speech was about. She was so nervous, and you would have never known the second she walked up there. She just really did.
Well, the program is called Arts in Motion. So at first, you kind of think, oh, maybe it's a dance program. or something. So how did the name?
I'm not sure how we came up with that name. When we first started Creative Kids, that was our very first program that we launched at Providence. And so that's a good question. I'm not sure. We came up with that name, but
it's only painting then is what you present.
It's painting, it's fine arts, graphic design as well. Okay. We have iMac computers that the students work on, Photoshop and Illustrator. Mm-hmm. They do painting on canvas, printmaking, a little photography. So they get a mix. And then all their artwork's displayed across El Paso.
What got you and Stephen started along this path? I mean, there had to be a spark that said, let's do this.
Yeah, so actually we were both students here at UTEP. I was teaching special education or majoring in special education, and at that time teaching my blocks out in Canutillo. And Stephen was an art student here at UTEP, and we were dating, and one day I just invited him to come to my classroom out in Canutillo and teach my special needs students. We didn't have any arts programs out there. And he came, and it was like just lights were turning on to these kids. Kids that weren't even speaking were saying, you know, colors and asking for different colors. And I just saw this huge transformation with just a three-hour session. We did a big mural. It's a big mural canvas that we rolled out. And we still have that mural today. It's at the gallery. And so that night is when we were seriously talking about trying to do this for more kids. And we were still in college. We didn't know what we were doing. We were like, let's start a nonprofit. I have no idea how we even came up with that concept, but
And so it's run with volunteers and...
No, we have paid staff.
Okay.
So there's 9 of us total. It's grown. In the beginning, it was Stephen and myself just running around like crazy people trying to teach all our different classes and programs. And then around 2006 is when we opened our gallery down in downtown. And that's when we kind of started taking over the administrative role, not the fun stuff. That's when all the fun ended. That's when we had to start really looking to hire people, because it wasn't going to work anymore. And so actually it's been really neat. We've hired former students that were in our program that are now instructors in our program.
Well, I know that the award that you got from the White House came with $10,000.
Yes.
What will you do with that?
So we're thinking, because we're about to launch a capital campaign, actually add on to the gallery. Believe it or not, we're running out of space, which I never thought that would happen. So we're thinking of applying that to our capital campaign to kind of get it pushed, to get a start there. So
you're building or you're expanding?
We're going to expand onto our existing building. Okay. We're looking to put a third floor on top of the roof. So we're very excited. That's our next project.
It's a neat place. If you've never been to the Olo Gallery, it's still called the Olo,
yes,
right?
Yes.
If you haven't been to the Olo Gallery, you really need to visit it. It's in the historic part of the Union District. I've always been fascinated by your storefront from the very get-go, and I find it really interesting that you would build up instead of try to take some kind of property next door to you. But, you know, I know how that goes. That's very expensive on that side.
Yeah, the property we really would like that's next door, it's not going to happen. So why not just go up? And the plans, we've already have plans, architectural renderings that Bill Helm did for us. They're beautiful.
Nice.
So we're excited. We're actually going to use shipping containers to help expand. And so we'll have additional studio spaces. We're even looking to put an artist in residence space There'll be a rooftop garden, and then also because we also rent the gallery out for different events, weddings, and things like that. And so we were thinking of putting that outdoor space can also be available for rent on the roof.
So is it only for oncology patients, the Arts in Motion?
Yeah, so that was our first program we launched, and it's specifically for pediatric oncology patients. And so the grants we get, like the Rio Grande Cancer Foundation is one of our big supporters, and their money has to only go towards cancer-related issues. And so that's just kind of been our focus. And plus, those are the kids that need it the most. They're in the hospital for weeks and months at a time. And rather than you have a kid that's coming in for, say, this appendix, it's there for a day or two. It makes more sense to focus on our kids that are there for extended periods, even years. So, and it's therapeutic for them. It's something that's healing. And so, yeah, that program's really special to us. So for that one to get recognized was really big for us. So,
have you officially kicked off that capital campaign?
No, we're going to wait till the new year. Just coming back from D.C., we're still trying to settle that. And we're having a big fundraiser, our annual shopping night. It's December 12th at the gallery. And it's our annual shopping with a purpose. And it's all the merchandise and products that our kids design in the program. And so this is our fifth annual fundraiser. So we were going to kind of kick it off with that, but we felt like, because we also are going to be celebrating the White House Award, so we just felt like it was too much to roll it.
A good problem to have, yes.
I think.
So the public's invited, actually, to that event. It's at 7 p.m.
What do the prices range on the...
It's $5 all the way to $45. And the great thing is 100% of the proceeds go straight back to the Creative Kids organization. And we'll have live jazz.
Oh, sorry.
We'll have live jazz and food and drinks.
And so do you, on your website, I haven't been to your website. I'm assuming you have one.
Yes.
Is that where you post if you had a need for donations or volunteers? Or
yeah,
things
we
like
have
that?
A link for things that we need, like art supplies, volunteers. Yeah, we have a whole link dedicated towards that. And then on Facebook, we have a volunteer OLO page. It's called VOLO, V-O-L-O. And that's for our volunteers that are interested. And we continually post on things that we need help with and volunteers. So like our shopping night, we always get a lot of volunteers that want to help with that.
Is your degree in education?
I majored in special education, minored in fine arts.
So I guess then you would know what it is. What is it about creativity and painting that reaches, you know, that I guess is healing in a way? Why is that?
I think that with the arts, there's no right or wrong. You know, you can just immerse yourself. And especially with our hospital environment, that's something just so sterile. And so when you give a child that's sick some tools to express themselves, there's a lot of things that come out that you wouldn't even expect. You're not probing for it. It's just something that's just therapeutic and cathartic, and they're just able to just get a lot of the emotion out through their artwork.
Yeah, I took an art class, a painting class one time, and when I noticed that when I took the approach of allowing myself to make mistakes, then it was easier.
Yeah,
because you know, well, I'm going to make a mistake. I'll just paint this, and then it came out pretty good, you know.
Well, most of our kids are afraid. They're, you know, they've never touched canvas or things like that, and they don't think they're a good artist. But like I said, there's no right or wrong, and you just have to just jump in it. We have really good instructors that guide our students, and then they're hooked. So, it's amazing what the art can do. It's just, and I always say the art connects us all in one way or the other. So.
And so who went to the White House on November 22nd? It was you and the two?
The actual ceremony?
Yeah.
So it was myself and Stephen were the co-founders. And then we had Miranda Luna, who accompanied me on stage to get the actual award. And then we had Dinesia, who gave the opening ceremony speech. And at the last minute, it was very nice. The White House extended an invite to my husband, Stephen, because he wasn't – at first, it was only going to be one adult from the organization was allowed and the two kids. The last minute, they extended an invite to Stephen, Miranda's parents, and Dinesia's grandmother. So that was really neat and special.
So they were in the audience.
So they were all in the audience sitting behind us, and just it was magical. I still can't believe that happened.
Was that the first time to apply for that award for you?
We've been semifinalists twice, okay. Once in 2007 and I think 2011. So to actually get this, it's huge. And
can you continue to apply
for it? No, so they let us know this is once in a lifetime, so enjoy it all. But we will be able to use this award, forever and ever.
And did they have a reception for you, like with all the award mm-hmm. winners that day?
So there was a reception the night before at the Willard Hotel, which is beautiful. And it was hosted by Louis Vuitton, which sponsored the entire 2 days. So we had a really neat reception. We got to meet all the committee members. Some were some movie stars and famous artists like Chuck Close. We got to meet Chuck Close, which most people know, some people don't, but that was a huge moment for us at Creative Kids, and the fact that one of our kids, Miranda, knew who he was.
Oh, okay.
We were like, yes, our art education's working. And then we had the ceremony at the White House the following day at 2 p.m., and it was about 45 minutes. It felt like 2 seconds. It went so fast, and then there was a reception in the state dining room afterwards,
okay.
Which was really neat. And they let you actually roam a certain section of the White. We were in the East Wing, so we were allowed to roam and go to the different rooms, and so much fun. The kids loved it. They just had such a great time.
Yeah, I'm sorry that Denisha couldn't be here.
I know.
Tell her that we missed her and that we're so proud of her and all of your students.
Yes.
They go through a rough time and the hospitals treat the body, but you guys are treating the heart and soul.
That's exactly what we say. We say the doctors are healing the physical and we feel like we're healing the mental. So, yeah. But Denisha will be at our event next Thursday, the shopping night event. She'll actually be giving a snippet of her speech just because everyone just was in love with Denisha. And
she's
she had
12,
to say.
Right?
She's 12, okay. 12 going on 35.
I guess they have to grow up pretty fast.
And after the White House ceremony, I should have taken a picture of the amount of people that surrounded her just wanting to meet her. It was unbelievable.
Oh, so your program is in Providence Memorial Children's Regional Hospital and in the El Paso Children's Hospital. But it started at Providence only.
Yeah, it started at Providence 14 years ago. And then we just expanded El Paso Children's last December, so it's actually been a year there.
And I have seen the artwork walking down the hallways at Providence.
Yes.
Do they have the artwork up at El Paso Children's Hospital?
It's right there in the basement. Okay. You'll see the work, too.
I haven't been down there, so.
And then their work is also on Sun Metro bus shelters. You might see them across town.
Yes, I wondered if that was Creative
yes.
Kids.
So we have those. And then at the El Paso County Courthouse, the Commissioner's Court, we have an exhibit up there. Of course, at our gallery, we have their work. And then Southwest Airlines, if anyone's ever flying out of Gate B5, we have an exhibit there, too.
Oh, wow.
Which has been huge. That's been the best thing we could have ever done.
At the airport.
We get calls and donations from all across the United States. So.
Well,
it's good.
That was a good accident.
I know.
What am I not asking you that you want listeners to know?
So everyone's always asking us, so what's next? Because everyone feels like, okay, so you got this big award. That's pretty like that's the nation's top honor for an after-school art program. So everyone's always asking, so what are you going to do next? Because I feel like this is it. And I'm like, no, we have...
No pressure.
No pressure. So we have, of course, our capital campaign, which we got to kick off. And then we really hope that this award that we got, because our goal and dream has always been to expand this hospital art program across the United States. We get calls all the time from hospitals saying, how can we do this? We want to replicate it.
Okay.
And so, unfortunately, we don't have, the magic sauce and say, here you go, do this, have fun. So we really want to take the time to package this in a way that it can be replicated in a successful manner. And so that's really our goal. And so we're hoping this recognition will help kind of jumpstart that and bring the notoriety to this program. So, yeah, that's our next goal.
Yeah. And I have heard of Creative Kids before the award, but I believe that the award now is only going to elevate and your profile in the community.
Yeah, that's what we're hoping. Yeah, because unfortunately there's a lot of people in town that have never heard of it or will come to the gallery because we have events all the time or when we rent the gallery out to private groups. And so when they bring people in, they're like, wow, I didn't know this existed. And so that's our goal, is to let everyone know, you know, what we're doing, our mission. And yeah. So I think this will help be a game changer for that.
Well, the whole reason why I wanted to interview you on this show is that I have an intense interest in healthcare and medicine. And so the whole angle that you have with Arts in Motion with the oncology pediatric patients was really interesting to me. Are any of your other programs or initiatives have any kind of medical angle to them?
We have a program in the summer for our migrant farm working population, and we actually incorporate a culinary arts program in there. And so that's kind of health related in that way, because we really try to focus on exercise, good nutrition, diabetes awareness, and things like that. So there's a little bit of component to that. But no, really, the Project AIM is the one that's heavily in the medical environment.
Yeah. Well, it sounds like that immigrant program you have might get some grant money from the Health Foundation here, the Paso del Norte.
Oh, well,
that's one of their pillars.
We just got, about 2 weeks ago, a grant. So.
You did? Oh, wow.
So. Congratulations.
Thank you. So, yeah. Yeah, so.
Oh, good.
I think that's our next kind of program that's going to get some recognition, too. We started that about 5 years ago, and it's really grown into something huge.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And it was all just an idea.
A crazy idea, and a napkin with a logo at the local Chili's over a margarita with a crazy idea, and 14 years later, we're still here. So.
There you go. A success story and in El Paso, and it's one of those things that I think El Pasoans need to embrace you guys more so than they have in the past. You see the artwork on the kiosks of the Center After. I see it on the bus. I see the kiosks. And, of course, you know, I've always known about your work for the longest time, and it's wonderful stuff. Our guest has been Andrea Gates Engel. She's the co-founder and executive director of Creative Kids, talking about the award that they were given for Arts in Motion, Project AIM. Congratulations again.
Thank you.
Very nice. And when you see Denisha,
yes,
tell her we say Mikasa su casa.
Yes. We'll bring her back for sure.
And Miranda's invited too.
Yes, yes.
So. Absolutely.
Here's another part to that story. Most of us were at work when the awards were being handed out at the White House. And the National Arts and Humanities Youth Program Awards featured one young lady from El Paso who was supposed to have been into that interview earlier this week. Sadly enough, she had to return to the hospital for some more treatments, but she is very strong and very well spoken, very self-assured. So with that, let me take you back to Friday, November 22nd, roughly about 2:30 in the afternoon, Washington time, when First Lady Michelle Obama turned over the podium to her good friend and the co-chair of the President's Committee on the Arts and Humanities, Margot Lyon.
I am delighted to invite to the stage a young woman who embodies so many of the ways the arts can nurture and sustain our most promising young people when they need it most. Denisha Pritchard.
Everybody. My name is Denisha Pritchard. I am 12 years old and I am a 7th grader at Parkland Middle School in El Paso, Texas. When I was 6 months old, I was diagnosed with sickle cell anemia. It is a disease when one's red blood cells and white blood cells are in a constant conflict. 6 years into my diagnosis, they found out that taking chemo would help me stay healthier longer, so at the young age of 6 years old, I began to take chemo, and it's helped. But what really helps when I'm in the hospital is the Creative Kids Art Program. We make art that blows people's mind, and we're so... And some of us are so young. I remember the first time I went, I was 4. I was crying, kicking, throwing tantrums. I didn't want to be alone. I mean, I was young. I was in a hospital. How worse can it get? But when I sat down with Alyssa and I started making that artwork, I think everything just disappeared for me. We talked, and she made me feel comfortable. She made me feel as if she was my sister, and that really was something I needed at the moment. By the time I was leaving the art room, wow, I can't put it into words. I didn't want to go home. I didn't want to go. I wanted to come back the next day. And we made some amazing art. Like my art shown here today. That one I made when I was 8 or 9, and I was also sick then. And it was one of my worst crises yet. And Alyssa came and she pulled me out of my room, and we sat down and we began working and talking, and it went by so quickly. And by the time I was done, I had this beautiful piece of artwork and this amazing cloud 9 feeling. And it happens all the time. Every time I enter Creative Kids, the disease, the IV, the pain, it's all gone. The only thing on my mind is the paintbrush in my hand. Have you ever had to stay in a hospital? It is the worst thing. And when I'm not feeling good, I don't do anything. I just sit and I mope. But the Creative Kids program, it allows me to come out and do something. It is not as bad as I thought it would be. I mean, the hospital, it's a droopy place, but Creative Kids art program, it makes me feel safe. And my grandmother, that's her over there. My grandmother, she feels happy when I'm in Creative Kids, because honestly, watching me be in pain is not the funniest thing in the world. It's not even happy. And when I'm in that Creative Kids art program, I'm on cloud 9. Honestly, I'm not a natural artist. I'm a writer at heart. But but they make it seem as if I'm an actual artist. And like I said, we do some pretty awesome stuff there. And it's not all me. It's my instructors, me and Alyssa. They're great and they're super nice. They make everybody feel comfortable. I wanted to stop and take a moment to thank everybody at the Creative Kids program for creating a program that would allow kids like me a moment of bliss, ignorance, and happiness. Without you guys, there would be no fun in a hospital. There would be no light to a dark situation. Thank you.
That audio clip is courtesy of the White House. We want to thank them very much for allowing us the use of that in order to portray the full story about Creative Kids. Thanks for listening to El Paso Primetime, a production of KTEP, with help this week from new host Noemi Rojas. Join us next time for another edition of El Paso Primetime.